This is the parable of the flower that fell in love. The new flower looked forward to the breeze to come. It liked the way the wind fluttered her petals. It smiled when the cool feeling came and gently rocked her back and forth. She looked forward to each day, and her favorite time was at the first light in the morning when the sun would come and kiss her. She had a special affection for the sun. The flower loved the warmth that the sun provided to her. The vitality of her stem and petals responded to the love that the sun would give each day. One day, a storm came and blew a petal away from her bright green stem. The morning glory flower was afraid of storms after that and asked the tree over her to protect her should another rainstorm come again. The tree smiled at the morning glory and called her Gloria. The large oak tree asked, "Gloria, don't you enjoy the feeling of the water showering and massaging you?" She responded with a hurtful look, "I like a little shower, yet I lost a petal from the storm." The oak tree remembered this was a new flower and her first year here on the earth. "Gloria, not all the rain can be gentle. Sometimes a heavy rain will come with abundance." The tree continued, "I lose leaves from the storms, yet more grows back." The little flower was very interested in the oak tree words of advice. "Your petal is not lost forever. You will see another arrive just as beautiful." The little flower began to notice that other flowers in the distance were missing petals too. "Mr. Oak Tree, who provides another petal?" Tall and strong, Mr. Oak Tree felt a compassion for the scared little flower. "The bright sun will provide your next petal." That was the day Gloria began to feel how much the sun loved her. She did not realize how much she was loved. The rays of the sunshine were really rays of love shining down. Gloria looked up, facing Mr. Oak Tree. "Where does the sun go when the rains come?" The large oak tree looked up towards the sky and then looked down at the sweet little flower. "Gloria, the sun never stops shining. Only thing that changes is the clouds come in, cover the sun's rays, drops water, and then moves on." The oak tree, with fondness, smiled at the little flower to help comfort her, seeing that she was still shaking. "As the clouds leave, it uncovers the sun, and once again, you will see the sun smiling at you." The little morning glory flower thought for a moment and was looking forward to the clouds to move out so she could see the sun again. A soft rain started, and she enjoyed the feeling of the raindrops bouncing off her soft petals. It tickled, and she began to giggle. The tree looked down on the new little flower that had blossomed not too far from its trunk. The little flower did not realize that it was the tree gently shaking its leaves that was causing the little drops of water onto the little flower. The water tasted good to the flower, and she began to like the rain and not be afraid. The wise old oak tree knew the flower needed many elements to live: sun, rain, wind, soil, and love were some of the many elements the young flower would one day realize she would need all of these to live. Slowly, the clouds moved out and a breeze picked up. The little flower smiled. "Ah, I really like being rocked back and forth from the breeze." The tree also liked to feel and hear its leaves rustle in the wind. After the breeze calmed down, the birds came and sat on the tree's branches and began to sing as the sun came out. "Gloria, we are being sung to, for even the birds are happy when the sun comes out and into full view." When the sun came out, that was the moment the little flower fell in love with the sun. The little flower did not realize how much she loved the sun until the storm came and blew her white petal away. The sun came out so brightly that the rays of sunshine were felt all over the little flower's face and her petals. She began to feel something beginning to grow in the area where she lost her petal and remembered what the tree told her. The little flower looked high up into the sky and gave her heartfelt love back to the sun. She thanked the sun for all the love it shines down upon the earth. The tree felt the little flower's love coming from her towards the sun. The tree knew it would be soon that one day the little flower would wake up, open her petals, and sing in her own way when she saw that a new petal completely grew back to replace the one that she had lost. The wise old oak tree knew that nothing is really lost that cannot be replaced with love. The little flower knew that one day she found a new friend and felt safe living under the oak tree. She also learned she was loved and experienced the feeling of giving love in return. I hope you have enjoyed the parable of the flower that fell in love.